Good afternoon and welcome to Money Matters with me, your host, DJ 2J's, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis, and our very special guest, as always, Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Bahrain. I mean, look at the sky. I mean, it's like it just wants to wrap a hug around you and say, welcome to the kingdom. Definitely. Great, beautiful day.
It definitely is. We have a question of the day today. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I did.
So what snack gets you through the day? That is the question.
Difficult question, but my initial was food, which is pretty much everything, right? But I think it obviously, it kind of almost comes down to sweet or salty. Most of the time, to be honest with you, I have two go-tos, and I know you're on board with this. My first one is beef jerky.
Oh yeah.
My second one, nuts.
Always.
So you like almonds, cashews, sunflower seeds, whatever is there, that protein.
Fun fact about almonds, you know they're actually a seed?
Yeah, I mean, let's not go into all the details about that, but yeah, it is. Yeah, there's a lot more seeds than, like, that's what most people don't understand. Yeah. Nuts are pretty much.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I mean, I was reading up on it. And also cashews, most are harvested from cashew apples.
Yeah. So the apple, if you look at, there's a picture with the apple on top and it's on the bottom of it.
It's weird.
So, yeah, it is.
Look moldy, but that's what we eat. It's so weird.
100%.
Yeah. But what are we going to be talking about today on today's Money Matters?
Well, it happens to everybody, and it's a matter of whether or how you're going to be prepared, and that's emergencies. Mm-hmm. So we've talked a little bit about it in the past of just like kind of a fund, an emergency fund as part of our normal plan. But if an emergency happens, what do we do? So we'll look at how we can be prepared for financially for emergencies that happen.
Maximum Music.
I love you too.
Oh, Rob Thomas.
John Mayer.
I don't listen to anything else.
Minimum Repeats.
Very good variety of music.
They play the greatest music all day long.
AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
I am back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We're getting ready to talk about the important stuff, right? And this is a big part of that spending plan, which we always go back to. It is the emergency funds. Now, where is a great place to start for that?
So obviously with us, you kind of start with what you can, if that makes sense. So the goal is for you to have like a baseline of $1,000. And for some people, you would say, oh, that's not very much, but it's almost 2/3. Depends on where you get the numbers from, but about 2/3 of the United States basically is living to the point where if they had an emergency of $1,000 or more, they don't have the cash on hand to deal with that.
Yeah.
So something happens with the car, something happens, you know, at the house to where you're going to have to, you know, fix the air conditioning, water heater, whatever it is. And the emergency, whatever that, whatever you define that as, that's kind of the important thing, is that some people don't have the same definition of emergencies because they have that plan for, they're like, oh yeah, replacing tires on a car is not an emergency. That's something that is a plan. The tires are going to wear out. So you can plan that. But for some people who don't plan, that becomes an emergency. Yeah. So poor planning really can constitute your emergency sometimes. And so the point is that $1,000 right there is a great baseline to start, because then you know if something happens, you're not going to be in the hole for that. And then you basically go for a month of expenses at a time. So the goal is, especially for a single person, 3 months of expenses, that you basically have that on hand. So that if for whatever reason you didn't have a source of income, that now you're going to be just fine for the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, that's when that savings comes in the bigger picture. So we've talked about it before with high yield savings account and bonds and CDs and all that kind of stuff, where you can get a little bit better return. But you have that emergency fund, and that's how you start with that. And that's why I think you brought it up in the very beginning. It's part of your plan. You said, here it is on your spending plan, is that when you're putting money aside every month, part of you going to the movies, eating out, whatever that is putting some money aside for an emergency.
Yeah. I remember when I was, you know, I got my truck back in about 2021-ish, and I only had it for like a year or two. That's a 98 Ford Ranger. The guy I bought it from bought it new in 98 mm-hmm. and only was like 100,000 miles on it. It was in tip-top condition, garage kept, all that good stuff. And when I got it, I mean, a lot of it was pretty much everything was like felt like new inside. But then I drove a lot for work, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about like 100 hours a day, 100 miles a day. And it was very tedious on the car. I mean, it's not, it's a pretty old car and it's a truck too. So it's not really meant for those kind of, I guess, a lot of goings and stoppings, if that makes sense. Yeah. Not the best daily commuter. But I made it work and I paid for it as well. I mean, we're talking everything in that engine is probably new or replaced with new parts because I had to keep buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest ones that got me was the head gasket. That came out of nowhere. I did luckily have that money aside to a point where I had enough to pay it off, but that was pretty much all the money I had mm-hmm. saved up. And it sucked. But it was either that or get a new car. And right. And I'm thinking to myself, replacing this head gasket will solve a lot of my problems for the future. And we also got to think about that too. People will always often, you know, something breaks, they get rid of it. What's wrong with replacing stuff? You know, you use something that's old and recycling it and renewing it, if that makes sense, because it does happen. And I loved that truck ever since the day I joined the military. And then my parents sold it for like a couple more thousand than I bought it for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it all worked out in the end. I did kind of, honestly, I didn't give my money back out of it, but it was still a learning process and a learning curve. And it lasted me to the point where that emergency fund really came in clutch for me.
AFM The Eagle, walking the fine line between genius and insanity, serving America's best.
And the big part is that you want to look at like what is the difference between like the Band-Aid and the actual fix. And yeah. So when you're looking at it at that point, you're bringing up a good area that you want to be focused on when you spend your money is basically it's called design obsolescence, meaning that eventually it's designed to break or wear out. So a toothbrush is not designed to last forever.
Definitely not.
And we don't want them to, thankfully, as we got him. And so depending on what you're buying, if it is designed to eventually be worn out or to be useless, what timeline is that for you?
Yeah.
And so if you're buying a car and you're saying like, oh, that car is going to last me 10 years or 15 years or whatever, are you doing what needs to be done in order for it to last that long? Because if you buy the car with that intention and you never change the oil, it's just not going to last that long.
Yeah. You got to make sure you change that oil.
Right. And so understanding those things, that's a big deal on how you get to your emergency fund, is that it's okay to drive, you know, a car and stretch it out a little bit, but then understand that in the long run, you're going to have a replacement. And so are you saving to get that replacement, or are you just going to wait till the emergency happens and then deal with it?
Yeah. A lot of times, because after the head gasket, we had some other problems with my radiator, a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was like, head gasket's done. I'm not selling it at this point. I mean, my money's already in this car. I'm keeping it. I'm going to keep pushing it. Luckily, my dad has a nice mechanic friend, so we would honestly work on it together. We just had to buy the parts. And that also, great learning opportunity.
Yeah.
But also, the main thing that happened was my dad would end up having to lend me some money, and then I would have to just pay him back every month. Pay him however much, you know, take a certain part of my paycheck,
right,
the part that would go to like my savings, something mm-hmm. like that, and I would pay him instead of that. And that's fine too, but not everyone has those resources.
And basically your dad turned into a credit card almost, right?
Pretty much.
And so you, in a sense, or it could be the bank that you were loaning on, and so now you're going in the hole to pay that back. And that's why I said the emergency, it can happen so fast.
It can.
And then if you have that fund that you have to take care of, you know, and the key part is that you can't take your emergency fund and call like buying a new watch an emergency.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh man, those kicks are hot, man. I'm going to get, and you're like, well, hold on. You can't go out and buy like $300 shoes and then call that the emergency. That is. And so that's why I said it's very important that you have clarity on what an emergency is. We may have different emergencies. You and I may not agree that they're the same, but they can impact us very similar. So you may just need a mode of transportation. You don't need another car,
mm-hmm.
but you need a bike. You know, or I have to have this much money to Uber to get to where, because that's what I'm going to do. Totally fine. But if I need the car because I have to transport people, a family or something like that, or I need it for work, like you had said, if I have to have that, I have to be prepared for that. So the levels of the emergency may not always be equal to everybody, mm-hmm. but once you define what that emergency is, it's like if you had to travel to go somewhere, can you afford a plane ticket to go home, wherever home is? And yeah. if you live, you know, really far away, then it's going to be a really expensive ticket. So again, the definitions may be a little bit different, but we'll, you know, kind of look at that as we go into the next break about, you know, how would we be prepared when emergencies actually happen.
AFM The Eagle, the only radio network big enough to kick butt and take names. Serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, just getting ready to talk about that emergency fund. And we were talking before about, you know, having that, I guess, thought process that buying a $300 pair of shoes is not considered an emergency. And it honestly all goes back to discipline and what you are willing to, you know, save. I mean, when you see something, say you have like $40 in your checking account, you get paid in like 3 days, and you have like, I don't know, $600 in your emergency fund, quote unquote, and you see something that you really want, mm-hmm. but you don't have the money in your checking, you're probably thinking to yourself, is it logical to just pull money out of the emergency fund and
exactly.
get it and then replenish it with the new thing? But at the same time, how badly do you need that one thing?
You know, the big thing like that gets me, honestly, is sales.
Yeah.
When I see a sale, that's like a buy for me. So the shops that always put the fake sales on, or like it's discounted on Amazon, it's like, oh man, I gotta get it. What if it's not gonna be on sale tomorrow?
Yeah.
That is like that FOMO of the fear of missing out is, that's a big influence on me personally. So when I see something like that, I just go, oh, what if I can't get that deal tomorrow? And so, yeah, I start really thinking of prioritizing, like, number one, what it is that I want, and then why do I want it? And then I get down to that, the really the toughest part, which is the want and the need. Do I really need that thing? Because most of us are going to hit the wall and say, I don't really need it.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't life fun? Isn't that why I got a job, so I can buy stuff and do cool things? Yeah, but you can't. You got to have a priority on how much cool stuff you're going to buy and how yeah. many cool things you're going to do, right?
Definitely.
So, yeah, you bring up a really good point of the discipline of what is going to kind of pay us back, which is, if I've got this amount of money at this amount of time, you know, how it all works. And that's why you have that plan. So it really, you're bringing up a really good, like, applies to real life, because like any good businessman's going to tell you, there's always going to be a sale.
There'll always be a sale. That item that you want could still be getting sold the next day or the mm-hmm. next week. Like, you don't need it that, unless it's something that you absolutely need, then go for it.
Yeah. Like, you know, the hard part, honestly, yeah. is I have a buddy who is a Mac freak, and he gets the new iPhone every season when it comes out. The summer finishes and we get into that kind of September. Like, I know the new iPhone's going to come out, and chances are it doesn't matter what his financial situation is. He will find a way to sell what he's got, get the new thing, and he has to have that new iPhone. If that's going to be your priority and you can budget for that, I am all for it.
Yeah.
If that's, like we've said many, many times, it doesn't have to be my goal. It can be your goal. But mm-hmm. how do we get there? And the difference between that dream of having an iPhone every year and the goal is getting the game plan together. So part of our game plan with emergencies is not knowing exactly what the emergency is going to be, but planning for it.
Mm.
So you started it off with, hey, here's your spending plan. And we just follow that in as this is just a normal thing that we budget for like anything else. We get that settled. And once we've got that emergency fund to a comfortable spot for us, obviously that changes if our life changes. So if we get married or have some kids,
mm-hmm.
then we need a bigger emergency fund.
And much bigger.
Yeah, it could be very much bigger. And so knowing that is really important, that we make those adjustments like all those other things in life. and you know, you and I don't have that in common, right? So you don't have kids, don't have dependents, and know how that works. You're not concerned about it,
yeah,
which is great for you. So you don't have to be right now. What you just have to be is understand how your plans got to adjust when it happens. So you've got a coworker who recently got married. Then we found out he's got a kid on the way and his life is changing drastically in a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah.
So knowing that, he hasn't had as much time to prepare for that. And we've got to make sure that he gets covered in case there are emergencies, right? So he's going to look at things different now. So the preparation before an emergency is really that awareness is a big deal on how we're going to react when the emergency happens.
Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot in the military. Mm-hmm. That, you know, getting married, having a kid, that happens at such a young age now. And it's honestly freaky to look at and just like witness. Like everyone that I've known from high school, a lot of them pregnant or getting married, and it's like, wow,
you know, it's the like, real world, yeah. Man,
the one thing my mom would always tell me when I was younger is wait it out, you know, live your 20s. Obviously if you want a girlfriend, have a girlfriend, have a boyfriend, whatever you're into, and you don't need to, you know, you don't always need to like lock it into place, you know,
right?
Because once you do that, then you're kind of setting yourself up for the rest of your life at that point. Mm-hmm. Whereas you could still be like in your early 20s, you know, maybe want to travel some more, mm-hmm. You know, not have to think about having kids at such a young age, especially if you don't, I mean, realistically, you're not getting paid that much, mm-hmm. and kids cost a lot of money.
Well, and like you said, I think you're giving a fantastic example of like whatever that plan is, right? And so yeah. Plans can change.
They can.
And so knowing that maybe some of us are going to take different paths and different times of when that's going to happen, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Just realizing that for you right now, you get to prioritize maybe travel more than you're going to have to worry about dependents.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing, that kind of, in a sense, some people will say, well, that's really selfish, but part of it can be improving who you are as a person too. So it's all right to be selfish. Maybe you want to get some education.
Yeah.
You got to pay for school somehow, make that happen. That selfishness, people usually don't have a problem with that, but it's whatever you're doing to make yourself a better person. Again, it comes down to being, here are the goals. So, you know, getting a good game plan together, that's going to help you. And then knowing, like I said, that emergencies are going to happen whenever they are. How can you be prepared for that? And that's why we talk about putting that game plan together and knowing that they're going to happen. And so we'll talk about that next. What happens when they actually do happen to us?
Kicking off another billion songs in a row from the station that don't count so good. AFN, The Eagle.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Still talking about emergency funds and how do you plan for that kind of thing. Well, what do you do when that kind of thing happens? What are the steps to take?
Right. Yeah. Your emergency is one of the things that, depending on, you know, the severity of it, I guess you could say, because some of us may have an emergency fund put and then we just don't have enough to get through it with whatever that may be. And we might need a little bit more. So it's important that we understand that we make good decisions on how we get that money and not bad ones. Because there's a lot of people who will, quote unquote, help us out, mm-hmm. but they are not there to help us out as much as they are to make money. And so in a business, if that's your job to make money, that means if you loan it out and maybe it's at an excessively high rate, you're not paying attention to that, but you need the money. I'm not necessarily talking about a loan shark or something like that. I'm just talking about what's called predatory lenders. And those are just people that are always looking kind of for an easy target. And a lot of times it's people that don't have their priorities straight. So again, if it's not a real emergency and somebody just wants an advance because they just want more of their money, yeah, they're taking their money out and then they're paying, you know, 18% or even a whole lot more sometimes for the stuff that they just can budget for.
Yeah.
But if it's a real legitimate emergency, then you have to know who you can trust on that. Like you shared, hey, your dad was there to help you out. Not everybody has that, like we said. Mm. So kind of who's the dad in the situation? What can we do if we're overextended? So obviously the first thing is that we have you know, an emergency fund to tap from. That would be our first stat, is that we planned for it and we had something going. But if we had it to where it was going to clear us all out, or you kind of have that Murphy's Law that anything that can happen will happen, and it just gets worse and worse, who can we depend on to get a little bit of help? And so one of the places that we know here, at least on the installation and for most Navy installations, is going to be the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. And they are known for most people as having quick assist loans. So basically no questions asked. You can go in there, you can get $1,000, and then they help put your payment plan back. You know, they say, yep, here it is. But the great thing about Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, and they're, you know, kind of a partner with what we do at Fleet and Family, in the sense that you cannot come into Fleet and Family and then say, here's my magic checkbook, can you cash it for us? Because we don't have any money. We don't have money to buy a lot of other kind of stuff too, let alone to give it away. So knowing that a place like Navy Marine Corps Relief Society, they can help you with some similar things that we do, which is financial education. So they'll say, yes, we can help you out with this kind of a loan, but if depending on what the emergency is. So for some of our guys here, if they have family issues that are going to happen back stateside and they don't have money for an airplane ticket, and something happens within the family, whatever that may be, that can be, again, the depth of that emergency that you don't even want to wish on somebody, that now they can't help because they don't have the finances for it. Mm. They can help put that together and then understand what that's going to mean and how you're going to now plan for that. So we'll revisit that kind of when we end, but knowing that you're stuck, what you don't want to do is have one bad decision or one poor plan make you have another bad decision and create another poor plan on that one. So don't go to a place that's going to, you know, just take advantage of the situation. And sometimes it's super sneaky. So you'll look and they'll say like, oh, the percentage isn't that much, but the fees that they'll attach to it. So there's been different stories that people will talk about, like with an airplane ticket, the airplane ticket costs $450, but they charged you 12%. And then on top of that, it was a $400 fee. I mean, you're paying twice as much for that plane ticket because you didn't have the money to do it. And so it's important that you understand, you know, some people do have options. They have other assets that they can liquidate. And, you know, do you have to have that jet ski? No, you don't have to have the jet ski. So you can sell the jet ski, and all of a sudden that helps you out in the emergency. Knowing what you have in that situation is a big deal. And if you're going to be able to then work with whoever your financial institutions are, so credit card, if you can't make a credit card payment because of whatever that situation is, there are you know, extenuating circumstances that they have in certain situations, that you get divorced, you have a death in the family, whatever that may be, and you can contact them and they'll freeze that account. Now, you can't openly just start running up the bill and charging all kinds of things, but they won't expect that kind of a payment. And of course, you can't do that every month.
Yeah.
But understanding what some of those options are really big. But the thing that we tell everybody is you've got to make the contact. You got to reach out. And don't just hope that they figure it out on their own. They're not going to. So you got to give them that information. Call your, you know, whoever the bills are with. Say, hey, this is my situation. And then see what they can do on it. So when the emergency is there, the one thing you don't want to do is say nothing. Because you may have some pride, or, you know, you don't want people to know certain things. But if you, especially if you already owe people money, you want to make sure that if you can't make those payments, you let them know. And they can start understanding what that situation is. And from that point on, you know, we've talked about if you had to take a loan out for certain things, you know, when you were working on your car and you're sitting there saying, well, how much money is it going to be worth? Sometimes like a credit union or a bank or something, they're actually going to help you with that.
Yeah.
So they sit there and say, well, how much is that car worth? because we don't want you dumping more money into that either if you can just get a new car.
Yeah.
And then that will be dependable and it'll be something that you don't have to put money into anymore. So yeah, you want to be able to reach out to the financial institutions you have a good relationship with that you can trust. And then of course, when you got a place like Navy Marine Corps Relief Society that can help you with not just some funds, but some good financial education too.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We are in complete control. AFN The Eagle. Serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to keep going and keep talking about that emergency fund planning and also, you know, what's going to happen if an emergency breaks out. What are you going to do? If you don't have that money set aside and if you're not saving up properly, you're kind of in the gutter, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's no two ways about it. It can get really bad too, especially if you have to use a credit card, you know, go deep into debt. It's hard to get dig yourself back up out of that hole, and it can definitely leave a couple people in tears, you know?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, as we were talking about, you know, what happens as we go through it in the last segment, that looking and seeing that as you have gone through that and you start to recover, one of the things that we talk about is we call it turtling. Mm-hmm. So like a turtle, you just kind of pull everything in, get protection, and then you start to get like really assess the situation, get good bearings on where you're at. And knowing that that credit card, if that was your answer, like we said, bad preparation, we don't want to lead to another bad solution. Mm-hmm. And we want to turtle, get a good awareness of what's happening so that we can start to prepare to react and make good decisions, even in bad circumstances. And that's one of the things of, you know, where we talked before, who do we trust? Where do we get our information, kind of education from? Yeah. What's the hot take and all of that kind of junk? And then like if I, oh man, I just saw it on IG, man. Nobody on the Instagram cares about you. Like deep down, they don't sit there and then just go, man, my followers or whoever it is, I just hope that I can just help them. And like sincerely, nobody's going to work to pay your bills.
Yeah.
And so knowing that you've got to take care of that one way or another, what are you going to do to take the next step? And once you turtle and come in and kind of protect yourself, if you're married or you have kids and you're going to like work together, you know, as a group team, help set those priorities. But if you're single, it's a little bit easier. And like what we talked about, we have different goals and different priorities. And you may say, hey, I've got to make sure, you know, whatever it is, here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And as long as you don't put 5 in front of 1 and you stay, you know, disciplined enough to make sure your priorities are there. But again, if it involves family or other people, then you have to make sure that maybe their priorities are going to be your priorities for a little bit. And we've had that, you know, before where people come in and say, you know, my parents are in a bind and they had a housing situation or whatever it is. I want to send them some money, get them taken care of. We put it on a plan the same way. We plan now. That's like a line item budget. Yeah. Of the same way you'd spend money on whatever else it is that's your priority. You know, we've talked about it. If you got a shoe collection and you're like, this is what I want to do every paycheck is buy some new kicks. Hey, go and do it. If that's your plan, just have a plan to make that happen. Yeah. It's when that plan doesn't work out or it changes, how are you going to pivot? So if somebody else is now your priority, you know, you get married and then something happens to their side of the family, is it still your priority?
No.
It probably should better be if you're going to keep that person, right? So knowing what that means is a big deal. So as you're kind of coming out of that emergency and really kind of climbing your way back to where you need to be, you just look at it and say, all right, what's my next step? And that's where you, in a sense, you almost start over. And you make sure that you start from that plan. And that's one of the biggest things about getting yourself is, we've talked about this a lot, is learning from that experience that you have.
Yeah.
And that experience can be one of your best teachers. And it's only a bad investment if you don't learn from it. And so as you go through these things in life and you say, all right, now that I learned from that, what's going to be my next step in getting out? And honestly, that's when a lot of people become some of the best examples and then representatives of how to start managing money, like realistically. And a lot of times the best people that we have that are CFSs, the command financial specialists, are the people that have taken hits like this and said, look, we want to save you from that. This is how I would have prepared. And then how are you going to do that in your life? Yeah. And so that kind of rescue as you're kind of coming out from that emergency is really important, is that you, again, surround yourself with people that are going to give you good wisdom, advice on how your finances are. You can go to your CFS, go to, you know, the Fleet and Family, Navy, Marine Corps, and stuff that can help you with education. We talk about FinRed all the time. That's information that's available all the time for people. And if you're just curious about things, you want to know more, you can get it, and it's free. Mm-hmm. So you can't go wrong with that. You've talked about, you know, a financial planner, sitting down with somebody. So when you're paying them more, there's a like commitment there. They got skin in the game. They want to help you out. There's an investment for them. So they can help you when there's emergencies and where you're going to prioritize things like that. And so you want to make sure that as you're kind of climbing back up, that you learn from it and that you're going to be prepared, because an emergency is going to happen again.
Definitely, definitely.
Kicking butt and taking initials. We ain't got time to take names. AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Just getting ready to wrap it up a little bit, you know? It's been a lovely little hour that we have been able to share with you and give you great advice on your money situations. And that stuff matters. But your mental health also matters tremendously as well. And emergency fund planning can help prevent that, to be honest. And obviously, don't take my word for it. Don't quote me on it. But it definitely can be a big boost in, you know, dopamine if you have a big emergency that happens and you have the money to pay for it. Whereas if you don't, it's going to make you stress. You're going to be
there's
stressed.
No doubt about that, for sure. And we talk about that, you know, with our guys, of financial readiness is mission readiness.
Definitely.
And knowing that you've got that taken care of, we've talked about it a lot. Most of the time people fear the unknown. And if you know that you've got an answer when those emergencies come, exactly what you're saying, it gives you confidence in the situation. Mm-hmm. And you know, our big thing has always been about education, right? Get the information out and let people make the decisions that are going to impact them directly. If you and I just came here and said, hey, this is the financial plan, and gave them A, B, C, and D, if that doesn't apply to them because they don't have dependents, they don't travel, they don't invest the same way that we do, you're going to have a different position in that.
Yeah.
So we've always been pretty good at just getting the information out, educate people, because the education is how we get that confidence in knowing. And then as those things hit, exactly what you said, you're going to be prepared a lot better. Does that mean that you'll have all the answers? No, but you're going to have a better answer than, what? I didn't even know it was going to happen, right? Emergencies are going to happen. And as they do, what are we going to do to be able to be prepared for that? Mm-hmm. And that unknown is, that's life. It's really, the more and more we get around, we realize how much we don't know.
Yeah.
And then certain things, we start thinking about it and they can get overwhelming real quick. And so the mental health side of stuff is very important.
Definitely. Yeah, it's often overlooked too often. I said often back to back, but it is. I mean, you got to make sure to check up on your family, check up on your friends, all that. And also, if you do need resources or you need someone to talk to, Fleet and Family has plenty of resources. I mean, they have classes every month that there's pretty much a class every day that's always about something different, from learning the culture of the beautiful Bahrain all the way to mindfulness and meditation, and then you also have the financial classes. I mean, if you need anything, they're going to be the ones to give you that opportunity. And to stay up to date to all that stuff, just go over on their Facebook page and drop a quick follow, and they post on there pretty often with all the stuff that they have. But thank you so much for coming in today.
Definitely.
It has been a pleasure. I hope to see you again soon. And anything else?
Nope. I just know that you're not alone. We talk about that all the time. So it's not just you. You may be the one responsible for those decisions, but there's always people that are going to be around to help you. And just know that you can reach out and people are going to be there for you.